Everybody on deck today?
All hands on deck today. Some limited, some not able to go all the way, but most of them worked pretty good.
How about Akeem? What was he doing today?
He did individual and then a little bit, but that was about it.
Groin?
They say it's better to explain it as an abdominal, whatever that means.
When did this occur? Was it during
I don't
the
know.
Or?
I don't know when it occurred. It came up, as far as I know, it came up. He reported in on Wednesday with something.
When he's able to go like normal, what do you need to see from Knicks the rest of the season?
Just like we need to see from everybody. Play their best, you know, do the very best you can, improve weekly, just like the rest of them.
Coach, I wasn't here earlier this week, but can you talk a little bit about, as a coach, how it feels like to see your team rebound like this?
Can you look at all the comments that I've made all week? And
well, I don't have them on tape, so.
We talked about this a number of times, twice, I think, this week. You know, to rebound, we kept the same goal every game, all season long. It didn't work out quite as the way we wanted to in the beginning. And then we were able to win a couple of games because we're playing better football. Three of the four, we didn't turn the ball over the way we had been earlier. One, we didn't, and we're fortunate enough to win. Despite that, we're playing good, solid run defense. We picked up our run game. Our distribution of run and pass has been better. We've had a couple of times when our special teams hasn't helped us, but then again last week they did. So we're playing a little bit better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If your safety's playing as well as they are, does that give you a little bit more peace of mind with a guy like Witten coming in?
I certainly hope so.
The way it kind of shook out last week, Andre Brown was your primary guy and Brandon LaCour, like the short yardage guy. Is that something you'd like to see continue going forward, or is that kind of what you envision the rotation to be there?
Well, it worked very well last weekend, and I think there has to be an occasion where, you know, another back also carries some of the load on early downs, but also Andre does a good job on third down. So the distribution was okay. Brandon got some carries other than just goal line and short yardage. And, you know, if we can get – everybody has a role. They all have a role. So when they get a suit, they have a role.
Is Michael Cox's role right now, is he his role as the kickoff returner?
He's a special teams player, and he is a kickoff returner, and he is a guy that can help you on first and second down.
Tom? Your players haven't shied away from talking about how big this game is. And I know you told us they practice well throughout, but is there anything on the practice field to you that indicates, you know, that they recognize what Sunday represents?
Well, they've been focused, and they've worked well. I thought yesterday was a good practice. I thought today was, the energy was good. There's some things we got to clean up, but you know, they know what this game, how important this game is. You know, as I've said many times, the next game is the most important game of the year, and it's this weekend against Dallas in a 6-game schedule now.
Tom, it seemed like Prince did a good job against Dez Bryant in the first game. How much is important is it to have a cornerback who, you know, who can at least deal with some of these, you know, number one targets out there?
Well, it's very important because at some point in time, I don't care what the circumstance might be, you're going to get stuck one-on-one, and you've got to be able to defend. And we all know the pluses with Bryant or any of their receivers, their tight ends, receivers. We all know how good they are and how skilled they are. And so for us to be able to try to match up one-on-one, it's a heck of a challenge. But as you said, Prince did pretty well the first time around, and we're hoping he does well again.
Coach, the weather's obviously subjected to change, but it's supposed to be windy on Sunday. And, you know, given a couple weeks ago when it was windy, Weatherford had some trouble with punts. How can you prep them for something like that, given, you know, the conditions being what they are each day?
Well, you'd like to be able to. I mean, unfortunately, you know, if it's not blowing out here, there's nothing that we can do except go back and look at that game and talk about it and, you know, how his rhythm may have got off, what was the problem, and which we've done. We did right after that game, and he was very serious about preparing the next week and did well. So hopefully that'll be the case here, too, if it is windy.
What did you see from JPP today?
He came out and did some work and, you know, was serious about it, did his individual stuff, and maybe we'll get him a little bit more tomorrow.
Further along at this point in the week than he was.
was last week?
Probably, yeah.
And you have any hope for Webster? I mean, he's just coming back into this thing.
I don't know what to think there. I'll rely on the medical people there. He had somewhat, got a little bit of work yesterday and a little bit more today.